Throughout the years, the Bay Area has been a crucible for radical shifts in thought.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness.
Are you a part of the love generation?
Yes.
Do you love me?
Yes, I love everybody.
Every once in a while, a revolutionary product comes along that changes everything. And we are calling it iPhone.
One idea that's taken hold is the notion of an alternative sharing economy.
You know, if you look at economics, right, it's built on the premise that people aim to maximize self-interest. That's the basic fundamental building block of all economics, is that we are selfish. What happens if you turn that around and say, well, actually, maybe people want to be selfless?
That's Nipun Mehta, founder of the volunteer-run nonprofit Service Space. What you just heard is an excerpt from a speech he gave at the TEDx conference in Berkeley earlier this year. Mehta says there's a movement afoot to create an economy based on sharing, relationship building, and reciprocity, not money. It might sound idealistic, but it's starting to happen all over the Bay Area. You've probably heard of Craigslist. Well, people use that site to barter as well as buy. You may have also heard of new sites like Airbnb and Neighbor Goods that charge a fee for connecting people with compatible needs. Another example is the Bay Area Community Exchange Time Bank, an experiment that's been gathering members and momentum for close to 3 years. KALW's Jen Sheehan tells us how it works in this first installment of our new series on the sharing economy.
It's always more fun to share with everyone.
No coercion, no compulsion, just purely for the spirit of generosity.
Hey, Bert, would you share that half a cookie with me?
Sharing is hard sometimes for everyone, isn't it?
Having swaps and exchanges of goods.
Where food, shelter, entertainment was going to be free.
Instead of saying, what can I get, what can I give?
It's always more fun.
Frida Kapar Bey is an herbalist, and today she's giving a workshop on growing your own herbs for medicinal use.
And this plant does amazing things for fractures, torn ligaments, broken bones, anything like that.
A class like this might normally cost $50 to $60, but today these students have not paid one dime. We're at the Homestead Skillshare Festival at Hayes Valley Farm in San Francisco. This day-long gathering, which includes 40 different workshops, food, and live entertainment, is being funded with a different kind of currency, ours. These transactions go through something called the Bay Area Community Exchange Time Bank.
Everybody's hour is equal. So, for example, I do an hour of massage for somebody, and then I get an hour credit to then get an hour of plumbing from somebody else. If I spend 2 hours, then I get 2 hours credit, and so on.
That's Mira Luna, a founder and organizer of the Time Bank. With the hectic nature of city life, and given today's tough economy, Luna says the Time Bank makes good financial sense. But she says it's also about building trust through personal interactions.
In fact, money is really often very anonymous, and we can't tell where that money has traveled, how people have earned it, whether they've earned it in integrity or through exploitation. But you can actually tell where all of your hours were earned on the Time Bank. It's all very transparent.
John Troutwine, who paid 2 hours to attend the festival today, appreciates the community-building aspect of the Time Bank. He says he's earned most of his hours by giving rides to people.
You're building a community, which is like, if I think about what life really means to me, it's more about taking the time to go in my community and use this way to meet people and really get outside of the money system. Really brings me a lot of fulfillment.
While the Time Bank may seem like a new concept, it's actually kind of a throwback. During the Great Depression, Oakland had an unemployed exchange association. It helped thousands of members meet basic needs without the use of money. Our own Great Recession has inspired modern approaches to this idea, like ride shares and donation-based services. What makes today's sharing economy different from previous generations is access to the mother of all marketplaces, the internet.
It kind of is a mix between Facebook and Craigslist. with a reputation system kind of built in.
Mira Luna's profile on the Time Bank website includes her photo and bio and lists all of her past exchanges, along with short comments or thank yous.
It says, Mira Luna paid Denise Minter 1.0 hours for wonderful Qigong class. Somebody else paid me for 1.3 hours. Thanks for the pachos dinner, which is potato nachos.
Along with showing what kinds of services someone has given or received, the comments also act as a kind of review system.
And those are considered just as valuable as the hours because people can read those on your profile, just like a Yelp review, and see how good you were with your service, how friendly you were, and so on. And so that kind of builds your reputation.
Luna says these reviews are essential for successful use of the time bank.
Just like most transactions with money are done online and are just digital, and they're backed by trust, essentially trust in the federal government, ours is backed by trust in community.
Luna says there's only been one real problem over the 2.5 years the time bank has been operating. A dispute over a missed appointment turned contentious, which resulted in a member voluntarily leaving the time bank.
You can't really get rich, you know, off time dollars. You can't buy a house in Hawaii or a fancy car. So there's no point in trying to, you know, manipulate people through the system. And it's very transparent again. So if anybody's doing anything wrong, it becomes immediately obvious.
But just like with any other bank, sticky situations do come up, like going into debt. The Time Bank allows for users to receive more hours than they give, up to 25, before it flags the system. That flag will prompt Time Bank administrators to contact the member to see if they need help spending or earning, but they won't stop that person's account.
We just try and help them balance things out if they want to. And other members will see where their balance is and make a decision based on that. So if somebody is very much in debt and there's no reason for it, then other members probably won't transact with them. But we leave it up to them.
Time Bank member John Troutwine says he's not convinced that people can handle these kinds of issues without explicit checks and balances in the system.
It is easy to start spending money you don't have. That's already part of our culture anyways with like credit cards and other like things that I think it doesn't necessarily breed a lot of consciousness with how you spend money. It's like, I mean, it's funny because it's time and it is this like alternative economic system, but I think it still is going to come up with the same exact challenges that our current economic system has, because in the end it still is an economic system.
Despite these possible issues, Luna says she hopes to see alternative economic models like the Time Bank become more prevalent, but she's also realistic about their place in the current economy.
To the extent that, you know, people drop out of the mainstream system and stop supporting national corporate businesses, then we'll be able to use the Time Bank more. But it is dependent on that.
Back at the Homestead Skillshare Festival, you can find plenty of folks who are trying to be less dependent on these mainstream systems. A make-your-own sauerkraut class is now taking place.
It's us teaming with the microorganisms to create an environment where the beneficial microorganisms have an opportunity and an environment where they can thrive.
Around the festival, others are learning how to draw their own maps, build an outdoor oven, and to power an ice cream maker with a bicycle. And luckily, the only currency accepted here is one that everyone has. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.